to you, by the way, talking about
best
that.
Part.
If I could say to you, right, what's the best part of you? There's something that you could, like, sell yourself.
Mm.
I mean, you wouldn't get a lot.
Best part of me? I don't really know, because I don't like my feet.
Yeah, have you got horrible feet? What size are your feet?
9.
Oh, you got quite big feet then.
Yeah. I don't like my feet. Don't like my head much, really.
Do you not? You've got a striking face, though, haven't you?
Oh.
Well, a face that you'd like to strike. Yeah. You've got one of them faces, haven't you?
Yeah, what, somebody wants to punch?
No, you've just got... You've got chiselled looks, haven't you?
Oh,
yeah, you have.
Is that good or bad?
No, that's good.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's good. You're quite a dude, to be fair.
Oh, okay, good.
And so, come on, what else then? What else would you
do?
So, what's your best attribute?
Probably, you know,
your biceps.
Watches.
Ah, yeah.
Can you do that?
I ain't got no muscles.
Yeah.
I used to, but I ain't got.
That's probably my best. Probably my best part.
Yeah.
And this.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your best. Yeah. Your best. Yeah. We'll leave it to the imagination. Yeah. What kind of music would you describe radio plays?
Bubblegum.
Yeah, I'd say shit, to be fair.
Yeah.
She cheated on me and wants to sell the house. He's turned into a smelly slob since our wedding and worried my husband's gay.
Some great ones, there.
Yeah.
I really don't know which one to go for.
I know.
I might go for the first one.
She cheated.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. To be fair, it's the smallest one as well.
Is it? Oh, that's
And you know what I'm like. I struggle reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, about 18 months ago, I found out my wife had been away for a weekend with another guy. She has since left me and is living with this man. She's now insisting I sell our house and give her half of what she wants, i.e. money, and half of the money that I inherited from my parents, okay? I'm in a low-paid job and terrified I'm going to end up on benefits because of her lust for this man. It's sickening, but it seems there is nothing I can do as she won't speak to me because of her guilt and shame. I'm at wit's ends, biscuit boys. Can you please help me?
Difficult one.
Well, let's put aside...
They're always difficult.
Let's break things down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, she's cheated and she's gone to live with another guy. Okay? Now, I'm assuming that she's living with this guy, so she must be living in his house. He's got a house, whether it's rented or whether it's paid for, who knows? It's rather irrelevant. Right, but this guy, he's got his inheritance from his parents, you know, so, you know, is that hers as well? Because now, I mean, she is his wife and she's been with his wife for many, probably years, so it's one of them things. She wants her half of the house and everything that goes into it, and I'm guessing that, you know, in law, that's what her entitlement is. What I would say to her is, you know, if you really love this guy, and you've gone and lived with him and set up home with him, you'd live in a tent. And if you're comfortable and you've got enough money, let this guy get over you, get over the situation. Don't add insult to injury and let him carry on for a bit the way he's going, because at the end of the day, fate has a wonderful way of righting wrongs and putting clarity to cloudy days and times. So what I would do is I'd wish this guy all the very best wishes and love in the world and find the strength from somewhere to get through it. And I'd say to his wife that's left, you know, look after that geezer.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Come on then.
Right then.
That was my advice. What's your advice? Because you're the one full of advice. How can I give anybody advice? Okay. You don't do much.
No. I don't know. It's like books.
Do you read?
No, not really.
Do you not read?
I like reading them. It's like factual books, as long as they've got lots of pictures.
So you like fact, but not too much fact. You like to break it up with pictures. How many pictures? Do you like the glossy pictures?
It's got to be a picture on each page, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So getting back to Janet and John reading, really, aren't we?
I've got a great David Bowie book that I've almost read, because it's got pictures on every... And factual bits.
And then, like, lyrics as well.
Yeah, lyrics, everything, yeah.
So there's not much text, really.
Not really, no.
You know, it's a David Bowie book about David Bowie.
Pictures.
Yeah. Them books are good, though. Wow. If you struggle to read,
yeah,
you know, picture books are good.
Oh, brilliant.
I mean, the most friendliest people on the planet are.
Gotta be.
Known of the Turks.
Yeah, gotta be.
I mean, you know, if you've got a good-looking bird on your arm, they're angel eyes.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah.
But even so, they're still quite friendly.
Hmm? Yeah.
I'll take it off your hands for a camel.
Exactly.
Onions help circulation. They do. And also, you know, if you get an onion and you cut it in half and you rub it on the sole of your foot...
Apparently.
You'll taste it in your mouth.
Your foot?
No, a bleeding onion.
Well, you'll taste it anyway.
How?
You'll taste the onion.
If you rub the onion on the sole of your foot...
Yes.
...you'll eventually taste it in your mouth.
Oh, right, OK. Have you tried it?
Nah. I'm gonna, though.
Hey, that could be one of our live experiments.
What's the oldest known vegetable?
Oldest known?
Yeah.
Like, as in name?
And the oldest known vegetable is what?
What?
Have a guess what a vegetable is.
Oh,
fuck's sake.
Carrot?
No. The pea?
Oh, right.
The pea is the oldest known vegetable. Tom Atino is the legendary Spanish tomato-throwing festival. And turnips turn green when sunburned. Turnips get sunburned. Did you know that?
Did you know carrots are originally not orange?
And they? What colour were they then?
Can't remember.
Really? They weren't orange?
They weren't orange, no. And I think
they don't make you see the dark.
They came over from Dutchland.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It would help if I could look at the screen to read it. See, if it's difficult reading if it ain't there, you know. You ever read a book that ain't there?
No.
I remember me English teacher saying about a poem. I met a man on the stairs. He basically wasn't there, but he met a bloke. But I can't remember any poetry from school. Can you?
No, we didn't do poetry.
Did you do daffodils? No. I wonder lonely as a cloud that floats on our own vales and hills.
The way you said that was like, did you do daffodils? Like, did you do mushrooms or did you do...
No, well, I know you've done mushrooms, but not at school, I'm guessing. Yeah.
No.
You know.
Never smoked daffodils at all.
Do you know in some supermarkets with the onions and the daffodils, there's a tag on the daffodils to say, don't eat these are daffodils.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing the daffodils are in like with the flowers and all the stuff like that.
Hang on, I just got a cough.
Three likes, come on then.
Okay.
It's half a half a dozen, ain't it?
Yeah.
Half a dozen.
Spot on.
Come on then, Arthur. What we got?
Hula hoops. I like hula hoops, but you never offered me one.
French fries, you dickhead, and I did.
Okay.
I did. The first thing I walked in here, I said to you, do you want a French fry? Do you know where they're from? And don't say the shop down the road.
France.
No. Where were French fries from?
France.
Watch these lips, moron. No.
Shop.
French fries are not from France.
Aren't they?
This is like Pepsi and it Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
But say it was Coca-Cola. Do you know what the original colour of Coke
was? I think it's something like yellow or green.
It's green.
Yeah.
French fries, where were they from? And they weren't from France.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Okay. I said hula hoops, didn't I?
Yeah. What flavour hula hoops?
I like salt and vinegar. Yeah, I don't like salt and vinegar crisps, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is. Salt and vinegar crisps, they do tend to be a little bit too salt and vinegary, don't they?
Yeah.
It's just as though the bloke, before he seals the packet, goes like, get that in there. And like, you go, oh, man. Mm. You know. So, funny.
I like old telephones.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're coming back, aren't they?
You can get retro telephones now. I like those. Yeah.
Do you remember Dixon and Doc Green? Because he always used to stand by a telephone box, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
What was his name?
Dixon?
He was a copper. Yeah. Jack Warner, no Warner. His real name.
That's his real name.
Yeah. They were all our yesterdays. It's great to look back,
isn't
it? The older that you get, you do look back in time.
Yeah.
With fond memories, don't you?
We looked back at Batman, didn't we, last week?
We did, yeah.
Dad's Army.
Oh, she was brilliant, wasn't she, last week? The young'un. There's a way on holiday at the moment.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite character in Batman?
Batman. And my final like is, I like girls driving Jeeps. Or,
do you?
Or Chelsea wagons.
Do you really? Why?
I just think it's...
Is funny. That a kind of, like, perversion of yours?
I just think it looks great, you know. You get this great big Jeep and this young girl, blonde hair, sunglasses.
You're going to be sexy,
taking the kids to school, you know. I love that.
This kid might not be taking the kids to school, might she? But is it
No, but I like the ones that are taking them to school.
Oh, you like the MILFs, basically.
Not necessarily the MILF, either. Some of them are quite young.
Well, if they're taking kids to school, they've got to be a MILF.
Well, not really.
Of course they're bleeding out.
You work
MILFs have kids.
Yeah, you know what? You work out what it stands for.
Oh, I know what it stands for. So they've got to have a kid.
So you're assuming that I like to...
No, I'm not saying that's what you'd... I'm not saying...
You're being sexist.
No, I'm not saying that's what you would like to do, but that's just the generic word of somebody like, you know...
She might just be a very nice...
I'm not saying that she's not.
Yeah.
All right, then, what would you rather do? Go and play a game of Scrabble with this nice young girl that's driving a Chelsea tractor, or other things? Because I know what you're like. You're not like me.
French fries are from Belgium.
I know they are.
Said Jay.
Well done, Jay. Jay Ford. Well done, Jay. Yeah, they are. They are from Belgium. Oh, we are. This is good, though. A group of caves is called a what?
A pride.
Sorry, I misread it. A group of crows is called a what? It's a what of crows? Okay. Go on.
I really don't. A gaggle?
No, it's a murder.
A murder?
You've not heard that one before, murder of crows? In fact, you know Red Rum when he won
the... Hang on, what was the cave one then?
I don't know, I just read it wrong. I meant to say crows, not caves. You know what my reading's like?
I would have known the crows one.
I set Ruby up to bed, don't know, and read to her like... I don't know why. She'd do better reading herself. Mind you, she does now. She does silent reading. She'd give me the damn book, Dad. You're an idiot. Got me worked out, ain't she? Oh, blimey. Give me your glasses for this. This is the word of the week, this is. Got a pair now?
Oh, okay.
Did that work?
Oh, yeah. No,
okay. Well, I'll find out if I don't.
You can have that.
Right. Get this right. And I'm going to put it up there as well.
Dennis says he's starving, by the way.
Dennis is starving.
Yeah.
Our bellies stink, our throat's been cut. Give us a Breville. Yeah. Right, a something like that, right, is a variety of musical glass. What the bloody hell do they want to give that word to a variety of musical glass? Musical glass? Glass that makes music?
Okay.
I know, it's bizarre. yeah, rat race.
Yep.
What a link. Citizens. Right?
Go on then.
The Midlands has the worst failure rate in citizenship tests.
I am listening.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
You're good, you are.
I know, yeah.
You a lip reader as well?
Pardon?
Yeah, I thought you were.
Four.
Right. So I'm going to test you on a couple of random... See if you're British or not.
Okay.
So, because, like, the fact that you're born in British and you are British...
bears no resemblance.
You've got to pass the British test. So most of us that are born in... we're not British. Because you couldn't answer the test.
Why?
Okay. So I'm going to find out if you're British or not. Okay. Beowulf, the tiger, and She Walks in Beauty are all examples of... A, poems... B, plays. C, novels. D, movies. Right, we by the look on your face, you don't know. You don't know, do you?
The,
you haven't got a clue.
The plays and novels.
You're guessing?
No.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
All right, 1-0 to you then. Okay then. Does the British government have a written constitution? Make it up as they go along, don't they?
No.
No, okay. Don't it?
I think so.
I ain't got a clue. Do you say that I haven't even found out where the answers are in this?
Oh, God.
I know. All right, then. Oh, you'll get this one. You've got to get this
Have you got the answers as well?
No, I haven't got a clue where the answers are. Okay. Next
they're on the top.
Next page.
Okay.
Right, okay. You know that's bloody easy, that, isn't
well,
it?
Well, give it, mate. You never know.
All right, what event is remembered on November the 5th?
Oh,
remember the 5th of November.
Halloween.
I think you're an Albanian. Okay, right. The Elizabethan period is also remembered for the richness of its poetry. There's a lot of poetry and plays going on and novels,
yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
You know. Especially the plays and poems of, all right,
oh,
God, Edward Thomas. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He used to play right back for the Blues.
Eddie.
Yeah, old Eddie.
Old Ed.
William Blake.
Well, that's okay.
Wilfred Owen. Oh, no, he stepped up.
No, he was on, he was one of the compo's mates, weren't he?
No, Wilfred Owen, he was Steptoe's arm. He was Steptoe, weren't he?
Wilfred Brambo. Bumble.
Brambo. I knew it was a Wilfred somewhere. Yeah. Or William Shakespeare.
Could be William.
Yeah.
Could be old Bill.
Old Shakey. One last one we'll do, because you're somewhere between Albanian and Greek the minute you are. Oh, yeah, this will be a good one. John Constable, do you know who he was?
Yep, painter.
You're quite clever. Someone that went to Ladywood. Right, was an important contributor to the pop art movement of the 60s, a landscape painter, most famous for its... Oh, God, they do go on a bit.
He's a landscape
painter. Yeah, we... So they're actually pretty easy, aren't they?
So I'm probably just about British.
I think you're just about getting as being a Brit. I don't know what these Burko blokes are. That's him, ain't it, Burko?
Oh, yeah, Burko. Yeah.
Did you see what he done the other day?
No.
Well, he's the House of Commons thingy, Bob, bloke, ain't he?
Oh, the Speaker.
Shut up!
Oh,
one
yeah.
M&A.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Back it in.
Exactly. Behave yourself.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
Yeah.
He's up, bloke, and he stands in the middle.
So they go... Stand up, you midget!
Yeah.
I am. Frank, we'll talk about Frank in a bit as well.
Oh, no, that was a bit of a shock.
But it was for his kids. But at Burko, if you believe what's written in the papers, £1,300 to go to a funeral.
What, you had to pay?
It's like long-term memory, you can't remember. Short-term memory, you can't forget.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I know.
Who?
I know.
You've lost him.
Do you know what that sounds like? Listening to a commentary of some football games in Birmingham, don't it?
Yeah.
With Albanian radio on in the background.
Oh, Albanian
radio. Oh, it's great, that is, isn't it? I don't know how they do it, you know.
No, Albanians?
No, they get how they do, like, it's kind of the commentary. You know, like, to get hold of it, you have to stand in the middle of the room... with a kind of...
mic thing.
Yeah, you know, one of them coat hangers.
Yes.
And stick it in your transistor radio.
Oh, yeah.
And stand with
extra
one.
Yeah.
They don't know. And stand on one leg, don't you?
Yeah.
With your forefinger on your nose.
You've got to do that. You know? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you can then, in the background, the Albanian national anthem being played, can't you? Yeah. While the broadcast is going on. It's brilliant.
It's incredible.
I know, it's great. So I do, it does flick on that from time to time. You know, stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah. And then it's like kind of, there's an advert. I heard an advert going, if your hearing's been impaired while you've been at work, and I'm thinking, did he say something? If your hearing was impaired, you wouldn't be able to bloody listen to the advert. Genius.
Incredible. Foreign police, I mean.
Why foreign though and whatnot?
It's like the uniforms.
All is it different uniforms? Oh, you're
all slightly different, aren't they?
Yeah. Mind you, is there something about a woman in a uniform as well?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
You kind of think, wow. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think, yeah. Go on.
Big mugs.
Yeah. Like me.
I like oversized cups like that.
Like me.
Great. Yeah. Very big mug.
Colin Bellin. Go on in.
And finally.
Yes.
I like strange fruit in Asian shops.
Do ya?
Because you get some, you go past.
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
Yeah.
A yam, have you?
Never
order it, some yam.
I've never had a yam, no.
No.
Are you one about?
Yeah.
Not like a girl yam.
Actually, yam's not a fruit, is it?
I don't know, what is it then?
I think it's... Well, like
is it? Oh, okay. I've never had any of them.
No.
Whatever the yam is.
Strangest thing you've ever eaten.
I chewed a tea bag once.
I'm going to have to say I did.
At my cousin's house.
Oh, right.
We were just doing stupid things. What did you do? Well, I'll chew a tea bag.
Well, I think we tried smoking a tea bag one.
Do you ever smoke the other way around?
What, the lit end?
Yeah.
That is...
Well, again, I don't smoke.
And dangerous.
Really?
Well, you can burn yourself.
No, I mean, before you've bloody lit it, turn it round and light the other end. No, not have a burnt end in your mouth and start smoking on that.
I have actually done that.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've done the flicking out the window and the window.
Yeah.
Done that as well.
Yeah. And if you're a bird, it can be even worse, can't it?
Yeah.
She's smoking, it goes down the old. Definitely. Yeah. But, you know, those things happen. But again, being a non-smoker, I don't have those problems.
No, I don't smoke 20 years.
Yeah, it's good for you. Yeah. But you don't. Is that, you've got any words,
mate?
That's
for it, no.
You got no words?
No, I've got no words.
I want a word next week, because I love some of your words.
Okay, I'll get one ready for you. Okay, I've got it ready for you for next week.
Oh, come on, give it me now, then.
No. That was a spot.
Give it.
Build up to me now. I'm not giving you nothing.
Very close to our Earth. What am I talking? No.
The sun?
No.
Do you want me to go through the whole wall of the planetary system?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
But, like, where have they been having a look at recently? It's quite easy.
Number 10?
It's named after a chocolate bar.
Mars.
Well done. You see, I have to put it into idiot porn for you, don't I? don't I?
Yeah,
and then you grasp the nettles.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? You grasp the nettles. Nettles would be the last thing you'd want. Yeah, I know, exactly. If I said to you, do you want to grasp this nettle? You bugger off. No, it hurts. It stings. Yeah. And if you like still, I've got to get a dock leaf. Where are you going to get a dock leaf?
I know.
You know what I mean? In this road.
Oilier.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
the monkey house.
Oh,
no. Yeah, there's ancient Mars was more Earth-like than we imagined. I think that's bullshit.
Well, we don't actually know, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
We come from Mars.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all the old lot. The old planet.